Good morning. Good deal. So the last couple weeks, we've been going through some big words of the Bible. A lot of times in church, you just use these words and assume everybody knows what they are. But we're going to tackle some of them. And this morning, we're going to use the word sanctification. And sanctification is a Bible term often obscured by the theories of men. There's a lot of people that hold that sanctification comes initially by a direct operation of the Holy Spirit in a miraculous, mysterious conversion process. Some theorists allege that later the baptism of the Holy Spirit may be obtained, which puts the recipient beyond the possibility of committing sin of any kind. This is not a scriptural view. You can see through Scripture, Peter, the disciples, and even Paul struggled with sin throughout their entire life. You can look at Galatians chapter 2 is where Peter talks about it. In Galatians chapter 2, if you jump down to verse 11, it says, "But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face because he was to be blamed. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles, but when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. And the other Jews disassembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation." So again, throughout Scripture, the Apostle Paul says the same thing. I do what I don't want to do, but I do what I shouldn't do. He goes back and forth. It's a struggle. The minute you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you do receive the power of the Holy Spirit. You are sealed until the day of redemption. But we're going to look at this word this morning of sanctification. Last week we talked about justification. Justification is what God does for us. Sanctification is what God does in us. Justification puts us into a right relationship with God. Sanctification exhibits the fruit of that relationship. Justification is that legal standing. It's a once and for all. It's entirely God's work. Justification is the same in all Christians. And sanctification, we have to cooperate with it. It's something that we'll work on the rest of our lives. I believe sanctification can be greater in someone else. You know, it's a hard thing to measure, but it can be different among other believers. It's something we are working on. It's a process that we're working towards. So what is sanctification? Let's start with the definition. Our English word derives from two Latin words. Sanctus, which is holy, and fascio, to make. It's thus sanctification describes the process by which one is made holy. Webster defines it as the act of consecrating or of setting apart for a sacred purpose, the act of making holy. Separation to God. Sanctification is a progressive work of God and man that makes us more and more free from sin and like Christ in our actual lives. Here on this earth, we will never be free from sin. It's impossible. But we can become more and more like Christ. We can constantly be working towards that sanctification. And we will become sanctified when we meet the Lord Jesus Christ in the air. The word sanctified is used 10 times in the Greek New Testament. And like I said, it's translated sanctification and holiness. Jump back with me to 1 Thessalonians. We read it in our scripture reading, but look at 1 Thessalonians. First Thessalonians chapter 4, it says, "Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how we ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. For ye know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel and sanctification and honor. You know, as Christians and as believers, we constantly strive to look for that will of God. I can remember as a kid, what does God want me to do? Where does he want me to be? Where does he want me to stand? We always pushed for that will of God. And in verse 3, it tells us right here, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification. We are to be holy. We are to be set apart. We are to be used by the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be holy. When a person obeys the gospel and is sanctified, he needs to strive to live a holy life. A life that is consecrated, dedicated to God's service. We can't return back to our old ways. You know, it's funny, the older and older I get, I feel like the more knowledge that I have, but the dumber I feel, if that makes any sense. You know, we begin to understand the Word of God. We begin to understand the passion that we have for Him. But the more of a sinner I feel. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6. The Apostle Paul says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness? What concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with infidel? What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Again, once we are a believer, we're different than the world. We're different than everyone else. When we understand true salvation and understand what Jesus Christ did for us, it needs to change our lives from the inside out. We are to be set apart. When we put our faith and trust in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, I believe the Lord Jesus Christ sanctifies us because he puts us into the body of Christ. He sets us apart. He puts us in that body of Christ. But now we also have to become sanctified. We're translated into the body of Christ. We are translated into the image of Christ. The gospel of Christ, or God's word, is the sanctifying power. In John chapter 17, verse 17, it says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. The sanctification comes from the word of God. We have to constantly put it into our mind. I'm reading a book on positive thinking. And he tells you throughout all day long, say Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who gives me strength. If you want to be positive, if you want to have an uplifting spirit, if you want to be happy, quote scripture throughout the day. If you want to be sanctified, quote scripture throughout the day. Doesn't mean you're always going to do the right thing. Doesn't mean you're not going to make a mistake. But you'll come that much closer to the image of Christ. Look at Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Again, the Apostle Paul says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The word of God can sanctify us. The Lord Jesus Christ can sanctify us. It's an ongoing battle each and every day when we get up. It's a decision that we have to make. Pick up that cross daily and work towards it. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1. We always love to go to the Corinthians because they're the carnal people, carnal Christians that the Lord talked about them. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "Unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours." It says here that they are sanctified in Christ Jesus. They were set apart. They were called by Jesus Christ. They were called to be saints. You can even see in 6:11, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11. It says, "And such were some of you, but ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." The Corinthians were sanctified. The Corinthians were justified. That same process that justifies causes us to be just as if we've never sinned. It sanctifies us. It sets us apart in Christ to serve and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, salvation is in Christ. Sanctification is in Christ. The Holy Spirit's baptism puts us into Christ. We can begin to live for Him. Jump back with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 23. Sanctification is many times used in the reference to our spiritual development. Like I said, we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He sanctifies us. He puts us into that body of Christ. But then it's our job to work towards that. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, it says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Paul's desire for them is that they might be sanctified holy. He spoke of their need to be made sound in every part with every grace present. Perfecting holiness, perfecting that sanctification is bringing our spiritual development to completion. To reach that spiritual adulthood. You know, the fruit of sanctification is the blessed state of being free from practice, being free from the guilt of sin, to serve the God of heaven, to have the hope of eternal life, to truly be set apart. Sanctification means we are separated from sin. Doesn't mean we'll ever get there in this life, but we've got to work towards it. We've got to strive towards it. In Ephesians, it says, "We are His workmanship created unto Him." We are that workmanship. We are created to work for Him. Sanctification is produced by the Word of God. Look at John chapter 8. John chapter 8, verse 31. It says, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, If ye continue in My word, then are ye My disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And again, John 17, 17, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." We are made free from sin. We are separated from its guilt by the truth when we believe and obey the truth, which is God's word. We cannot expect to be acceptable if we do not continue to follow the truth. I was reading this week and saw a powerful statement. It said, knowledge is not power. Execution is power. Just because we understand the word of God, just because we have all, we know Jesus Christ went to the cross for our sins, just because we know all this, knowledge does not help us. It's what we do with the knowledge. It's what we do with it. You know, we become like objects of our adoration. What do you lift up in your life? What do you lift up? What do you worship? What do you see? God has ordained our worship to be offered through studying His Word, singing praise, praying, giving. All those components is a powerful influence in developing sanctification. We need to be in the church. We need to be reading the word. We need to be giving. We need to be doing. That is how we sanctify our life. And as I was studying, I was trying to think of some results of sanctification. It's something very hard to measure. It's nearly impossible to measure your level of sanctification. And I'm not here this morning to say, oh, look at who's better than who. But you know, if you're sanctified, you have a deep reverence for sacred things. You have respect for the Word of God. I can remember as a kid, that Bible, you did not put it on the floor, you did not play with it, you did not fold the pages. There is a respect for the Word of God. I want to teach that to my kids. You got to have that respect. You got to have respect for worship. You got to have respect inside the Lord's sanctuary. Do you take the Lord's name in vain? We got to have a respect for them. In the Old Testament, they were in awe of His name, Yahweh, and all the different things. They were just had a respect that we're losing each and every day. If one is becoming sanctified, he has the earnest desire for the prosperity of the church, for the salvation of the lost. Do you have a burden for that? Do you have a desire for that? Do you have a heart to reach someone for the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, many times if we're sanctified or striving to become Christ-like, we'll go out of our way to avoid being offensive to others or being disrespectful or being cruel. Many times we're willing to do our part to reach the lost with our talents, with our gifts, with our giving, with our money. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13. The Apostle Paul talks about a giving heart. Here at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it says, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profited me nothing. We could understand the entirety of the Word of God, and none of us do, but if we had all the knowledge in the world and we understood the Word of God, but we're doing nothing with it, what good is it? This is where our sanctity comes from. This is where sanctification comes from. You know, if one is becoming sanctified, he hates all sin. He loves the truth. He wants to understand the Word of God. He wants to study the Word of God. He wants to learn and grow from it. We don't hate sin just because, oh, it looks like it's fun. We hate sin because it ruins mankind. We can see what that sin does to the world. We can see what that sin does to whatever it is. We love the truth because it leads to everlasting life. Jump to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, 7. This is where I was trying to go earlier. Second Corinthians 9:7. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. One who is becoming sanctified delights in giving. We enjoy giving. We enjoy helping the body of Christ. One who is becoming sanctified is a willing worker in the body of Christ. Second Corinthians chapter 13, 5, as we wrap this all up. Like I said, sanctification is a hard thing to measure. And it's an individual thing. Don't turn to your spouse and say, hey, that's something you could work on. This is for yourself and yourself only. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, 5, it says, examine yourself, whether you be in the faith, prove your own selves, know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. Examine yourselves. I'm a very goal-driven person. And with my businesses, I say, okay, well, this is what we're going to do this month. Can I make it better? Can I make it more efficient? What can I do? You know, whatever the questions are. So my question for you this morning is, what part of sanctification are you lacking? You can ask it in your own self. You know what the question is that popped in your head. The Holy Spirit has led and guided you this morning and said, okay, you know, can you be more efficient in the Word of God? Can you do more for the Lord Jesus Christ? Can you share the gospel more times this week? And I challenge you this week. I challenge you to find something that you are lacking. Is it reading the Word of God? Is it giving? Is it sharing the gospel? Whatever that is, write it down this morning. Wake up each and every morning and look at that and say, okay, that's what I'm going to work on this week. This is what the Lord Jesus Christ has called for me. You know, I think many times we get discouraged. We feel like failures. We feel like we haven't done our part. But that's when we need to look at Jesus Christ. And when we can look at Him and say, look, and knowing that we have all that we have. 2 Corinthians 12, 9 says, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Let us close with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the Word of God. We just thank you that you give us all the strength. That the Holy Spirit can give us strength. The Holy Spirit can give us power. But from our human side, we give up too easily. We give up. Maybe we miss out on opportunities. Maybe we miss out on whatever it is that we're missing out on. We just pray that you will challenge each and every one of us. That this week will be a challenge to share the gospel, to give more, to love more, to show more. We can always do more for the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter where we are in our life. I just thank you for the word sanctification, that it means to be set apart. That you have already put us in the body of Christ, and now it's our part to bring others into the body of Christ. I just thank you for your many blessings in each and every one of our lives. And we pray in your precious Son's name. Amen.